A new genetic study of polar bears out from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences today shows the species is older than previously thought. The study also suggests that intermingling with brown bears could have been in partial response to previous changes in the Earth's climate. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
Previous studies suggest the polar bear as a species is roughly 600,000 years old. But a more thorough look at the marine mammal's DNA indicates the species is between 4 and 5 million years old. Dr. Sandra Talbot is a geneticist with the USGS at the Alaska Science Center in Anchorage. She's one of 26 authors of a study that takes a more comprehensive look at polar bear genetics.
There is so much information in this, and there's so much more that needs to be looked at. For me, the biggest surprise was the timing of the divergence.
Previous studies used mitochondrial DNA to explore polar bear genetics, which provides only small snippets of the bear's evolutionary history. The new study uses more comprehensive nuclear DNA from 28 bears, including a 120,000-year-old fossil, to look at similarities between polar bears and their brown and black counterparts.
My mitochondrial DNA will only pass from my daughter down through evolutionary time to her daughter and her daughter's daughter and her daughter's daughter's daughter. So it's called a maternal lineage. The nuclear genome, of course, is inherited biparentally. You get part of your nuclear genome from your mother. You get part of your nuclear genome from your father. And so it tells you a different story.
The study also shows that polar bears and brown bears have interbred or hybridized for much longer than scientists theorized. Talbot says that intermingling between species coincides with previous climate warming periods in Earth's history.
This gives us one hint that, oh yeah, here's a high-latitude species that was involved in a hybridization event, and those events may have occurred, you know, as a result of changes in the environment. We don't know for sure. That's an additional story that needs to be brought out. But since we have whole genomic information, we can start to look at that.
Talbot says the study provides information about polar bears' resiliency to past climate changes. The polar bear population is much lower today than it was 5 million years ago. Talbot says it's unclear how the study might influence resource management decisions in the future. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.